Listen, I know we are all trying to grab the bag right now. All of us want to make as much money as possible. We got bills to pay. We got lights to keep on. But here's something that I feel like isn't talked about nearly enough, especially if you're a musician, if you're an artist, if you are a freelancer. Hell, if you're somebody who makes money in return for your time, you're who this is for. Here's a fact of life that you need to figure out your relationship to. I'm still trying to figure this out, and my relation to it changes seasonally. But what it is that the shit you want to do in life that matters to you outside of your gigs. So the personal travel, personal time with family, personal time just saying no to gigs so that you can spend time with your significant other. If any of it's important to you, you are going to have to leave money on the table. And here's what I mean. Today is Wednesday, March 27th. I just got home from a coffee hang with a very good friend of mine whose name will not be mentioned in this for sake of privacy. But in the conversation, I was reminded of...
Tell me.
My girl never not my feet. I'm saying I'm so fierce. Now I'm wasted.
Yeah, I don't like your version. Get away.
Okay, give me your... I want to do this with you because I want to know if I'm missing something or if this inspires something within you. But I feel like a common mindset or something I didn't understand for the longest time was that, especially if you are working for yourself, freelancing, and maybe this might even pertain to people that aren't freelancing, but specifically for my own journey, the shit that you want in life isn't ever going to just happen to you. Very rarely does something ever just magically happen. Like the things that you want to prioritize, you have to carve out. And in the sense that I'm calling this, you always leave money on the table. I was hanging out with my friend, whose name will remain nameless. We were talking about how he, now that he's in this new position, one of the priorities is he was frustrated that he was just having no time at home with his wife. And big priority right now is he has a certain number of days that he wants to be home, not on the road with music. I feel like just nobody is talking about the fact that everybody wants, there's these things in life, fill in the blank, whether it is being home a certain amount of time, or maybe that is having a certain amount of days off where you can go travel the world. In your working life, especially as a freelancer, you always leave money on the table. Yeah. There will never be a time where it's like, oh, these 3 weeks, I've got nothing better happening. You will always have to be willing to trade those important things for gigs and money. I have a buddy whose name I won't say on this. They've never taken a trip as a couple because he just says yes to everything that comes up.
Yeah. Hard not to. I think often for freelancers of any sort, there's sort of a poverty mindset. Like if I say no to this, what if it all dries up?
Yeah. Oh.
Which is a completely natural feeling. You are not alone in feeling that, which is why I didn't like freelancing.
Life is real. You have to pay the bills. And it's already, especially right now, especially in the music world that I exist in, people are cutting back hardcore in a lot of different ways. So a lot of people feel tight financially. But you're totally right. That side of if I say no to this. Okay, I had a buddy last year. He had the opportunity to play a really rad gig. He looked at it was a one-off playing with an artist. And he looked at his calendar and it was over the same weekend as one of his closest friends was getting married. So he'd have to say no to this. And he was having a huge mental balancing act trying to figure out what he should do. Should he say yes to this? Now I'm realizing it's a poverty mindset. Like if I say no to this artist, maybe they'll have another person come in and play with them. And then I'll miss out on the next opportunity. It's not just about this one. It's this constant, like this could lead to something else. And then that could be, what if this dries up all the things? It just is like my mindset with this that I wanted to share is that shit doesn't go away. There's no point that you get to a certain level in your career where it, oh man, I'm good. I'm totally good now. I don't have to, I don't feel like I have to weigh these decisions, or, you know, I feel like I'm set on money. I don't need any more money. We can go on a trip to Europe this fall.
Yeah. If you're reaching that point, then you might as well retire. Good on ya.
Totally. And that was part of our, thing today. We were talking about how this mindset, he was just saying, I love you, and you and Sarah have really reminded me about the fact that you should make things happen and travel right now. And I told the story about your grandma was a big influence on that, and how she and your grandpa saved up for years and they were going to travel together once they retired. But then he ended up passing away and they never got to travel with each other. Mm-hmm. And so she went, she's done her own things, but she still, no matter how much she's gotten to travel by herself, it's never been, it was never with him. And so she was always super encouraging about us carving out times. And I mean, really, if you think about it from a fiscal side of stuff, it is always irresponsible for us to travel to Europe.
It is not the most fiscally responsible use of our dollars, no.
When it comes to my career as a musician, it is always irresponsible to go on a trip with you.
Unless it's in the middle of winter when somehow nobody's going to any shows.
Yeah, and it's so, okay, maybe like if we, maybe,
hairs.
Yeah, maybe the, how dare you hit the microphone? Maybe during our, the, when we have traveled during January, which is pretty rare. But, okay, we've got a trip booked to Germany in the fall, smack dab September, October. Those are prime gigging times. I've already had to turn down a couple things.
But now, it's only 8 fucking days.
I know you say that, but in the mind of a musician, 8 days is like, it's not about the 8 days. It's about an opportunity that could open doors for the next 5-6 years of your life and send right. you on a trajectory. If I still know this thing, what happens for the...
It's such a toxic way to think. Like, again, goes back to that poverty mindset. What if there's this one opportunity, like... Things just, I mean, not that there aren't those one opportunities, but the lightning's not going to strike you the one weekend you choose to go on vacation. Calm down.
Yeah, and we've talked, and there's a certain level of a gig. Like if an artist of a certain level of opportunity, we don't have it spelled out, but if something mega happened, I would cancel on this to take that. But more so, it's the mindset of, the constant, I like that you said poverty mindset, because I don't want to live in a poverty zero sum game as a musician, because life is going to pass me by. So that's why I'm going to end at this, is because I don't want to give any, like, here's the 3 questions I ask myself. Here's the tier of artists and the payments. If it's over this amount of money, then I will take that over. And this is like a mindset thing just a reminder that, what is this a reminder of? What's the freaking point I'm trying to make? I think the point I'm just trying to make is I can't live my, if I have a choice. And if I live my life just desperate about having to say yes to everything, at the beginning of your career, you have to say yes to everything. You have to take every gig, every opportunity. You've got to play for free sometimes. You got to hustle your ass off. But to live a life where you do interesting things, that you make memories, whether it's home or abroad, that isn't something that I've found is going to lead to the sustainable life that I want. And I can't freaking live with a poverty mindset. I've got to make stuff happen. I've got to figure out how much time I need to be home. And obviously that's going to change from season to season. But more, it's a mindset like that. All that shit that you want to do, all that interesting travel, all that meaningful time with your significant other or your friends.
Or yourself. I mean, I just think, to give another metaphor, I think people have, especially freelancers, a lot of tunnel vision. And you're not living in a tunnel.
Yeah. If you want that, if that shit is a real priority to you, you are going to have to leave money on the table. Do you think that's true?
I suppose sometimes it is true.
That's just the nature of what you signed up for as a freelancer. Maybe not money, maybe potential money, which is potential.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you just got to weigh it out. You have to be your, pretend to be your healthiest self when you're assessing situations. If I was at my mentally healthiest and I was confident that I was stable and good things were coming, what would I do? Maybe it's say yes, but maybe it's say no and go to your best friend's wedding. And that's why I keep traveling. Like, I mean, I'm not racking up credit card debt, but I know that more financial success is coming. So is death. So I'm going to book the flight. But I always go back to death. It's my thing.
Yeah, we also talked about how you and I were talking last night. The difference between, there's two kind of mindsets with the reminder of death. There's the classic that I feel like everybody's talking about, the memento mori. Remember, you're going to die. You're going to die. It falls into stoicism, make the hard decisions, whatever. But then there's also this danse macabre, which is the dance of death, and the thought that, for me, I've really connected with that. And we were talking about last night where we're all going to die, so you might as well dance your way to the grave.
Mm. Yes, that's a different song with that lyric in it.
What?
Cosmic Dancer. It's talking about I danced myself right out of the womb. It's just a lot of dancing. I was dancing when I was 8. And then it ends with, like, I danced myself into the tomb. It's just a real trippy song by
T-Rex.
Nick Cave covered it also.
Oh, that's why I knew the lyric. Yeah. From Nick Cave's cover.
Yeah. It's super trippy. I won't even get into the rest of it because it makes no sense. But I just remember liking that. Dancing out of the womb and then dancing into the tomb.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too bad. As long as there's a long space between that. A lot of musings there. No key takeaways, and I think that's great.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.
Meow.